You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Firstly, could you provide us a little bit of a background of the organisation?
Yes, Organ Donation New Zealand is the service that is responsible for all organ donation throughout the country and the majority of tissue. The difference between organs, when I refer to organs, I mean heart, lung, liver, kidney and pancreas. And when I talk about tissue, that's heart valve tissue, eye tissue and skin tissue. And so we are a small team where we provide a service where we engage with ICUs all around the country, and there's 24 of them. Any organ donor is always cared for in an ICU, and they are always on a breathing machine, on a ventilator. And so the ICU staff will recognise that we have a potential somebody who's not going to survive their hospitalisation, and they will call us and say, look, I think this person might be able to be a donor, an organ donor, or maybe tissue as well. And then we start engaging with that ICU to get a lot of information about that person, and we provide that information to the transplant services, and they decide whether they think these organs are going to be suitable for transplantation. So we're not involved with the people who get the organs. We're engaged with the donor family, who are the family members who are making the decision for their family member whether they're going to be an organ donor or not. We're funded by the Ministry of Health. That funding comes through to the New Zealand Blood Service, who manage our service. And so we're based here in Auckland, and we work very closely with a lot of staff, nurses and doctors all around the country who work in those ICUs as well as the operating theatre. So when we have an organ donor, say maybe in Christchurch in the ICU there, we will gather a lot of information via email and phone, send a referral out to the transplant services. They say, yes, we're interested. And then we fly a team down to Christchurch, and the team being two surgeons and a nurse, a scrub nurse, who's an operating theatre nurse, as well as a donor coordinator. And we'll go into the ICU, and that person, the donor, will be transferred around to the operating theatre, and that's where the donation surgery occurs. So, and then we will we'll take everything with us, and then we do the donation surgery, and we will pack those organs in a very specialised manner, and then they're brought up to Auckland, and Auckland City Hospital is where heart, lung and liver and pancreas are transplanted. They also transplant kidneys at Auckland City Hospital. But those organs are also, kidneys can also be transplanted in Wellington Hospital and Christchurch Hospital. So, yeah, organ donation is life-saving. People who are on transplant waiting lists are people who are, there's no other options, no other healthcare option. Receiving a new heart or lung or liver or kidney is just their only option for them to stay alive, and also have a lifestyle that allows them to function as a proper, person. So kidney patients have people who are waiting for a kidney transplant have, I don't know if you call it a luxury, but they have dialysis, which is they have their blood filtered 3 times a week so that they can survive. But that is very restrictive lifestyle, and there's a lot of, and so having a new kidney means that they can travel, they can hold down a job that they may not have been able to do, they can engage with family in other parts of the country. It's amazing. So it's a privilege to be working in this environment, Lou.
Absolutely. Yeah, I suppose the importance of organ donations is that you can provide someone with new life, that they can live comfortably again, which I think is quite important and amazing thing to be able to give to someone. I suppose would lead me on to my next question. We have an upcoming Thank You Day. Would you be able to explain what this Thank You Day is to our listeners?
So our Thank You Day is held one day a year, and so it's really just acknowledging everybody who is involved in organ donation and transplantation. It starts with the donor family. who are the people and the donor themselves, remembering that that donor generally won't know that they won't have any sort of recollection of this. So it starts really with that donor family. And then all the different team members that are involved in this process. And I've never worked with as many teams in my life, Lou, as I have in this job. So I'm working with the ICU team and the operating theatre team at the hospital. Then we're working with all the different transplanting services, working with New Zealand Blood Service, all the different scientists who do the blood testing to make sure that the match of the organ is appropriate. We also work with our people who fly us around the country, the pilots, our cab drivers who drive us to and from the airport to the hospital, people who get us food for the plane. I mean, just little things like that, but it all makes, like, as you know, anything in this team, everyone has a specific role, and it's all, we all work together. So it's just a big shout out to everybody involved, starting with the donor family, of course.
What can we, as our listeners, what can we do to help support the Organ Donation New Zealand and raise awareness for organ donations?
What we do find is that people who have prior had a conversation about their wishes about donation is often really helpful. When that ICU and a family are having those first conversations about donation, they know the wishes of their family member. That will generally allow them to make a decision that sits right for them, whether it be for donation or against, or they don't want to be a donor. Family, what we find, never overrule the wishes of their family member. They just often don't know what decision to make because they don't know their family member's wishes. So if they've had a prior conversation, that can be hugely beneficial. For example, I've just recently, in the last few years of life, have had conversations with my kids about donation, and that's purely, one, I work in the job, but two, is because they've all had to get a driver's license recently. And so, out of interest, I said, what did you put down on your driver's license? And that can start a conversation, because I think we also have to be very mindful that this conversation is kind of a hard conversation sometimes, because it involves death. And there are some cultures that people don't like talking about death. It feels that it might be they don't want to go there. So it may sound like an easy conversation, but for many people it's not an easy conversation.
Back into the state of the organ transplantation and donations, could you provide us into the context of the current state of organ donations in New Zealand? How is it doing?
I would classify our numbers as being sort of, we've had an increase over the years, and for the last 3 or 4 years that they've been, our numbers have been around the same. What we've noticing that's been very normal for other countries are also reflecting those numbers, say Australia and the UK. And COVID might have had an impact on that. Our numbers this year are running along the same as last year. What we also have to remember that there is the demand for organs and tissue outweighs the supply. This is just a global phenomenon. And so what we're always looking at, how we can, one, increase donation, but also how we can increase donation, not just by getting new numbers, more people, but also looking at organs that possibly may not have been suitable before, with the new onset of these very specific perfusion machines, which are having a main impact on using organs that may have been not so been able to be transplanted previously, now can be transplanted. And that's really exciting in the land of transplantation. We are always striving to do better, and I think that New Zealand does incredibly well, how our numbers that we do for a country and the funding that we get for our service.
Is there anything else you might like to add in regards to organ donations or Thank You Day?
I just think, Lou, just the one last thing is just really none of this would happen without the family making that decision that works for them, whether it be for or against or just choosing not to be a donor. And also the hard mahi that the ICU staff provide in engaging in those conversations and caring for those donors while we're working with them for the purpose of donation. It blows me away. And then the passion of all the doctors and nurses that I work with on the transplantation side, it's just amazing to see. And then also the people that I engage with who aren't directly involved in donation or transplantation but support our team, it's just lovely, and we can't thank them enough, and we can't do the job without them. So yeah, and thank you for this opportunity to talk about it. It's just, I hope from our conversation today, listeners will say, well, what might take away that they might want to engage with their people close to them about what their wishes are about donation and transplantation.
That was Sue Gullen, Donor Coordinator for Organ Donation New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.